On the next two, we have LURC permitting activities, and a breakdown of types of permits issued by LURC. This breakdown should be helpful in ACF's consideration of activities to be potentially be delegated to a county for permitting. So Jill, you're handling part C here.
Well, I think Samantha Horn-Olson will probably want to come back. She's, Megan's passing out a memo that Samantha and LURC staff prepared in response to these questions. And that first, under C, as you recall, in the bill.
If you, just wait until you all have
sure.
that, if we may.
Okay. And Samantha, can you come back up, please?
Thank you. Okay, I think everyone has a copy. Jill, go ahead.
Okay. So under C, under the information request, this came up in regard to Section 19 of the bill of LV 1798, where the delegation to the counties, and it reads, the commission may establish standards by which authority may be delegated to a county upon request of the county commissioners to approve with conditions or deny applications to conduct specific activities requiring a permit and to enforce compliance with the permit. And members of this committee had questions about, well, what does that mean? Again, this is not the county provision of the commission. This is just going forward. If a county is willing and comes to LURC and says, you know, we can do permitting for certain types of activities. This section 19 gives the LURC discretionary authority to delegate that responsibility. And the question came up and said, well, what kinds of permits would you envision? So Samantha's pulled together kind of a range of the different types of permits they do. If this is something the committee wants to pursue, if you want to leave section 19 in, but you're not quite comfortable not knowing what, I mean, you could. There are different ways that you could approach that in terms of a directive to come back and tell us which types of activities, or you could look at them in more detail now and specifically state which ones you might be willing to authorize.
Easy task, Samantha. You solo movies where the task and they see the burning message, and so we have a burning message for you. So have you had a chance to see what Jill put together here?
Oh, that's actually my memo to you.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. And my staff's memo to you, I thank them very much. And Appendix A, if you look at, it's labeled as page one of Appendix A, is a list, it's double-sided. It's just simply a list of all the different permit types that LURC issues. And I thought that this might be the most helpful place to start because you were interested in the types of permits that we issue. And if you have questions about any of the specific types, I'd be happy to try to answer them, or Rod Fala, the acting director of our permitting division, is here as well. I won't read them all to you, of course. And I think the question that you asked, though, was, you know, what would be delegated? And my understanding of the language as it exists is that that's a process that would be worked through by the commission, looking at the particulars of how their staff operate and how the counties are interested in operating and understanding the ramifications of things like, you know, how can we provide good customer service so you don't get customers having to go to more than one agency, and how to do it in an efficient manner so everyone understands how appeals work. And so my understanding of the language currently is that that is something that would be worked out by the commission.
Okay, let's take about a minute and get down through these permits while we have them. And if you have any questions, we can work through those. Samantha, you'd leave it to the discretion of the two groups to work these out as to how they want to shift these around. Is that what you're saying?
That's the current language. I think there are some the considerations that get down into the weeds a little bit about functionally how would all this work. I think if you have strong concerns about that, you know, we certainly can do that with you. But I guess I'd want to check in with you as a committee and see if you really wanted to go into those weeds before I take you there and start to see you, you know, not wanting to go there. So I'd be happy to do whatever is helpful to you in terms of detail. But I think what's in the bill today could work in terms of you delegating that task of sorting through the particulars to the commission.
So after you those were sorted out, then do you come back to us, or is that internal, to do it internally?
That's your choice, Senator.
The way it's written right now in the bill is the commission would have the ability to work out an arrangement with the county requesting. I think that probably the two of them would get together and say, yes, this makes sense, this doesn't. And the way it's written right now, it wouldn't have to come back to you. It would be up to the commission and the county to agree on what types of applications they were comfortable delegating.
This is just a blank form.
Senator Snyder and Representative Gifford.
My apologies. This is just a blanket moving forward that the commission will determine which ones they want to take on and which ones they don't.
Which ones they want to delegate to the county?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how I read it.
That's what it's written.
Yeah.
Representative Gifford.
My opinion, and this is just my thoughts, but if you and the DEP are talking about making a determination who handles it, bring it back to us.
This is separate from the site law issue in that the site law permits, I think the current direction is that the site law permits, if that's the wish of the legislature, will go to the DEP with LURC involvement. There's land use permitting pieces and there's environmental permitting pieces, and we'd be contributing to their process in doing the land use permitting pieces. But that's the really big projects. I think what this section addresses is kind of everything else, that there's this other universe of projects that could be as small as a shed or they could be a more significant, and that what this language does is give the commission discretionary authority to come up with a set of rules that are standards, not rules, but standards, I suppose, that that by which they could delegate authority for permitting and for enforcement to the county in a way that made sense to the commission. And it's essentially, as I read it, it's everything up to the point where some other agency is doing it. So it does not include the site law, because that would be clearly in law that DEP would be doing that. The commission would not have authority to delegate those to the county.
Also,
sorry, did I just confuse you?
Very easy today to do that.
One example would be, say, a building permit. I mean, a county may come to LURC and say, gee, we have the resources. We could do building permits for a residential building. And the way the language is written right now, the commission could do that. If this committee thinks that's too much authority to give the committee, if you want to carve out certain types of permits, then you could do that, or you could in unallocated law direct the commission to come back with you with suggestions for which types of permits might be appropriate. It's one of those things, but it could change from county to county with what that county's resources are, what the demand for permits are.
Also,
yeah.
Representative Gifford?
No, that wasn't my intent. I think I like that idea of you communicating with the counties and making that determination. That kind of streamlines the process and not involve us unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah. Timberlake.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with you, Representative Gifford, but I would want something in there that if a county decides that they would like to do the building permit, but maybe LURC doesn't think they want to give that up, that the county has some methodology of being able to come back to us and say, listen, we've asked to do this. They don't think we have the technology to do it. We think we do. How do we rule on that? I can see this battle coming of territory of who covers what, and I would like to make sure that's clear before we proceed.
So make a note of that. I have a couple quick questions with a quick run through on this permit action types. We have one on hydropower permit, which we don't do much anymore, I think. And that's in here, which sounds like a rather large project. The other one's on the wetlands. We're talking about county wetlands alteration permit. Isn't that basically a LURC? That's been taken away from LURC anyway, right?
No. We're still administering the Natural Resources Protection Act if it's not associated with a site law permit.
Okay.
We are doing site law at the moment, too, but I mean in the course of the discussion that's unfolded today, the only time that the Natural Resources Protection Act permits would be done by DEP is when they also occur with another permit that DEP is doing, such as site law. The hydropower permit, those could be very large or they could be very small. We're seeing more micro hydro, so people who live near a stream wanting to put a small generator in the stream to power their home if they're off the grid, that sort of thing. So it could be any number of sizes.
Okay, thank you. Representative Snyder.
So I'm just looking down this list, and for example, large lot division plan. That's not going to be one, right? Because
right,
so are there any that we can just sort of cross off like that one where it's not, they're not going to be able, it's going to be more like the, like maybe a building permit, and it would be for, you know, like it looks like fairly simple projects.
I think that the consideration that, some of the staff raised with me, and I'd be happy to have Rod Fowler talk with you about this as well since he's in this day-to-day, is that we just want to be thoughtful about how we approach if there's a, like if someone's coming in for a project and they'd like to use the county permitting services, we want to make sure we don't set it up in such a way that they can get part of their project permitted by the county, but the other part of their project they can't. And it might require more than one permit on a given project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a lot of dependencies mm-hmm. that also have to do with customer service issues. The last thing I want to do is have someone
right.
come
right.
to us and we say,
right.
you know, this. You
right.
have to go to different places. So
right.
I'm a little hesitant to kind of today say, this one, not this one, this one, not this one. But if you have a kind of an overarching theory of how this should be approached, we could work something up. It's just that I think...
I'll be very frank with you. All this information for me, and I don't know how the rest of them, I never wanted to be on the planning board because this to me, is, first of all, it's not my area of expertise, and it's a lot of new information, frankly, that I am, this is why I think planning help for people who serve on LURC is so important, because all of us, I know, are sitting here looking at, or many of us, anyway, are sitting here, and it's looking at very new information, and I am trying to make, or trying to come up with thoughtful, deliberative, good solutions, and I feel like I'm in the dark. And this is really a lot of, and I don't blame you all, you've prepared very good information, but it is a lot to expect from people who have never served on a planning board or anything like that, because I want to know what happens if. If we do this, what are the pros and the cons? I want to hear from people who are, like, thinking that this is the best way to do it, and I want to hear from people who are really concerned about if we go this direction. I want to hear both sides so I can make a thoughtful decision, because I'm really not grasping what the unintended consequences could be if we start saying, oh, yeah, okay, you can do... We'll say building permit, yeah, they can do that. And we go grape ponds permit, yeah, they can do that. I have no idea.
Right.
I'm like in the dark. I'm like, it's like shooting with blindfold on, you know?
And I think that makes a lot of sense because it does mean understanding all the intricacies of how the permitting works, which is a lot for a legislative body to take on, which is why you hire staff for
right.
the commission. And so there's a couple of ways potentially to approach this. I think some of the positives that people have mentioned have to do with the ability to, down the road, have county staff in locations that are in a different place than the LURC office and maybe increase accessibility and have a kind of a local face. I think there's also some philosophical pros that have been advanced in terms of, how that the county has more direct involvement.
But I think
we're heading in a direction where we may have her come back, and I think you want to put some things together for us, so for another day.
Can I make a suggestion maybe that if you're interested in seeing how this would work, but you're concerned about making sure that the outcome is what you would like to see in the end, you know, it is possible to do this kind of thing through a rulemaking process in such a way that it's public and people get to comment and then it comes back to you. And
mm-hmm.
We could put something together for you, but I'm really concerned that if I tell you today that on Thursday I can provide you with a suggestion for how this all would work, we're really creating a situation where, like, one staff person, without the input of the counties and without the input of the commission, is creating a system that
right.
may or may not work in the end. And so I just don't want to give you that kind of a false
Well, the other
promise.
Thing.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The other thing that just occurred to me is, like, the counties themselves, as far as I'm aware, don't have any planning. It would be like, what function do county government have to say, I can take this on? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I think when you look at Section 19, it's not so much as planning. It's the approving, using the standards that LURC has and then approving a permit.
Right, but who there has, right now, I don't understand if county government has that.
Well,
so go ahead, and then I want to suggest something.
I just think, to be clear on what Section 19, and this is one on your green sheet, this is the third one down that you wanted some more clarification on. This is something, if the committee's not comfortable doing it now, I mean, you could do unallocated law saying for the commission or the new commission to talk about this and bring a proposal back to this committee. The way it's written right now, the commission would just be establishing standards to delegate, and then that county would have the authority to issue permits. But it wouldn't be, I mean, they wouldn't be changing land use zones. They wouldn't be doing the standards for the permits either. They would just be, yes, we can take your application. We can check and make sure that you meet these standards that are in LURC's rules. So it's...
Okay, so that's another way to go. I think they probably are not going to get this one solved today. Samantha, you talk about another option would be to do this by rulemaking. And how would that process work? We wouldn't get it done this year.
If the commission were directed to conduct rulemaking, given all the other rulemaking we're likely to be directed to conduct, it would
right.
be good if we had a little time to do it. But we could, if either they could be routine technical rules or they could be major substantive rules. We could work with the commission as we're about to have probably some transition in the commission, and so we most likely want to have a good core of commissioners there, and then we could start to work with them and get input from the counties and the public in general about how these systems might work, put it together as a proposal, take public comment, and then complete the rulemaking, and the rulemaking would specify the responsibilities and rights of the counties, where the appeals would go, how requests from the counties would be made, you know, that sort of thing. So you know, as with any other rulemaking, I think the difference between established standards and making rules is just the level of review and public input.
So we have those two options. We won't maybe take them today, but that certainly rulemaking sounds attractive sitting here today, because that's a process you go through, get the input, which Senator Snyder is talking about, and so we'd have that give and take if that were done by rulemaking.
That's one option.
Okay.
Senator.
Representative Thibodeau.
Thank you, Senator.
I know you have four senators.
I'll raise you two representatives.
Two representatives.
I would throw out to you that this is all hypothetical. We haven't had a single county suggest at this point that they even want to take on these responsibilities. So rather than trying to pass all this out, I think we might be far better off to just insert language making it somewhat permissive for the counties and the new board, if the issue comes forward, to work out these details rather than us trying to put it all in statute, when, quite frankly, not a single county has given any indication that they want to be responsible for any of this stuff on their own. So I think it's, you know, I think we're having a conversation about something that may and probably would never happen, and I think that we'd be far better served to worry about the stuff that we know is going to happen rather than this issue, because I think we are turning this over to this new LURC commission to be responsible for issuing the permits, and if a county comes forward with a plan, we can make it permissive for this new commission to develop some sort of arrangement with the counties if they deem appropriate. But I don't think we have to. Right now, we're turning it over to this new LURC commission, not to the county to issue these permits.
So do we, we'll table this for now.
That's what the section in the bill does right now, is what you're describing.
Yeah.
Let's table this and put it on our list. Semi-bucket.
Semi-bucket? I'm all right with Senate. Semi-bucket.
Semi-bucket. So do we need a motion for that, or just duly noted it because in the bucket brigade?
It's still in the weight column. It still has weight in it.
So it's a weight column. So if we're done with C, permitting activities, I gather that ended that. Rulemaking authority under LURC, and we please characterize the various types of rules. The LURC adopts including rules as submitted to legislature now under 12 MRS 685A. So we have something along those lines, Jill.
Yes, and here again, Samantha has she's addressed this at the bottom of the first page of her memo. She talks about where they do have major substantive rules now. And I'm looking to see, maybe Samantha, you could jump in here and just talk about as you recall, at the last work session, we talked about LURC's rulemaking authority, and there is a body of rules that they bring back to you. They're not officially designated major substantive. They can adopt them, bring them back to you. If you disapprove, then you can ask that those be invalid. But I think on the second, these are the ones. I'd like you to go through the different types. And what you're thinking of here is, are there rules that LURC does now that you would want to make major substantive and have go through the formal major substantive review rather than the informal process that's done now?
Okay. Samantha, you want to go through the bottom of this page? That's your work.
It starts there. There are, where it says LURC rules fall into four categories, and then it lists the four categories below. I'll just briefly describe each category, and then if you have questions about those, I'd be happy to answer them. The first is major substantive rules, which is what you're all very used to. They're fees, administrative regulations for hydropower projects are the two types of rules that are major substantive. Then there's routine technical, which again is a category that you're very familiar with. That is delegation of authority to staff. So in other words, what the commission has decided the staff can handle at the staff level. Chapter 4 rules of practice, which is our procedural rules for how we handle processing an application. Chapter 5 is rules for the conduct of public hearings, so it's just rules about how you go about holding a public hearing. Our metallic mineral exploration rules and the rules about reestablishing commission jurisdiction. That's the when a municipality wants to leave the jurisdiction, and then if they do not continue to have a land use planning, an effective land use planning function, then the commission can reestablish jurisdiction. Now, categories 3 and 4 are definitely not plain vanilla. They're the unique types of rules that are distinct in LURC jurisdiction. Number 3 is routine technical rules that are submitted to the legislature. And these are done as routine technical rules. We submit the rulemaking package to the legislature in the next session. So you all, we sent anyway a package to the committee in January that outlined what the rulemaking we had done in the prior year. And at that time, the statute authorizes you to accept, amend, reject a whole rule or a portion of a rule. And my understanding is that you don't need that you can do that without having to have had a bill in advance of the session, that, you know, you can do it at that time. I think that has not, that provision has not been often exercised, but it has been exercised where the committee of jurisdiction wrote a letter back to the commission and said, we're not satisfied with these rules. Please reconsider section X, Y, and Z. Here are our concerns. And then we went back out to rulemaking. And the ones that fit into that category are Chapter 10, Land Use Districts and Standards. And an example of that is the type of rule that Representative Black brought to our attention. And through a bill, you all have changed, or you've directed us to do rulemaking to change a standard around maple syrup processing operations so that the setback provisions don't, the 1,000-foot setback doesn't apply anymore. So that's an example of the Chapter 10 Land Use Districts and Standards rules. Many of the rulemaking instances in that are fairly routine and are, you know, adjustments as we go along. Sometimes they are significant. Sometimes it's consistency with what DEP has done on a Natural Resource Protection Act issue. So there are, you know, different levels of significance that happen with that Chapter 10 rulemaking. And then there are several others, but frankly, I think the Chapter 10 is the one that is, comes up most often in that category. And I think that the benefit of this very unusual rulemaking provision is that because most of what we do there is fairly routine, it can move through without having to come back to you every session for a definitive approval in a bill. But if there is something in that process that concerns you, you can pick up on it in the next legislative session and deal with it at that time. Number 4. The category 4 is routine technical rules addressing district boundaries and land use maps. And this is zoning, pure and simple. It's when someone has let's say, a house lot. Part of it is zoned as a wetland, and it was zoned in error, and they want to change that boundary to where it really should be. They come to us with a zoning petition. It's also when Plum Creek wants to do a 400,000-acre concept plan, they come to us with a zoning petition. So it's the on-the-ground zoning. Because those are treated more like permit applications than a rule that affects the entire jurisdiction, those do not come back to you. They've got special provisions for how we process them. They're still done under the APA because we're a state agency and we have to do it that way. We're not under law as a municipality, but it's a modified process so that the only people that get notified are the people that are directly affected, not the entire state. And it doesn't come back to you for approval. So those are the 4 types of rules that we process. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about that.
Representative Edgecombe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the top, it says Chapter 4 and then Chapter 5 coming down. Is this a rule that's holding up the roadblock that blocks the state of Maine from mining the billions of dollars in gold that we have in the unorganized territory, which it's not a joke. I'm serious.
I understand there are some significant mineral resources, especially up in northern Maine. The rules for metallic mineral exploration, I believe, were done jointly with DEP, and it's anyone can put in a permit application to explore that. We're happy to work with people to make sure that whatever development they're proposing with regard to metallic mineral mining would meet the standards and could be allowed. So those are rules that pertain to that kind of activity. I guess I don't know that the LURC regulation is what's holding up mining. We'd be happy to talk to anyone who wanted to do that kind of development. But
is there something beyond that that's holding them, or is this Chapter 13 that's is a roadblock? Because that's what I understand, but the problem is there's a roadblock there to prevent that from happening.
From what I've been told in recent times, and I don't know this for certainty myself, that the regulations in most of the country have also evolved, and so Maine's regulations are not particularly out of step with other places in the country. If there are changes, so I don't have any information that our rules are holding up mining.
Okay.
If that is the case, and companies would like to make that known, I mean, we certainly can consider a rule change. But I'm not aware that that's what's holding up mining.
Is there any way you could get any information on that for us?
I certainly can ask the Bureau of Geology and Natural Areas if they have any information on that, as they do oversee the research and information on mineral resources in the state.
Okay. Thank you.